Hello, young explorers. I'm so pleased you've found me. Come closer. Pet my nose, sit on my back if you like. Don't worry, I won't bite. I arrived in 1979 and have been guarding the park for 45 years, much longer than polar bears usually live. So I consider myself quite lucky. I'll tell you a little secret. Although I appear to be carved in granite, I'm actually a magical polar bear. On special evenings when the moon and stars align, I come alive to take a dip in the Ishoy Buhavis pond and, just like you, wander in the rhododendron thickets amidst the flowering trees and shrubs. It's such fun. During the day, I stand here proudly greeting all the friendly visitors like you. But when that special night arrives, after everyone's gone home, I come to life, stretch my legs and shake my fur to roam around just like polar bears do. My mum gave birth to four of us during the winter in that snug little cave. We were born blind and hairless and weighed only about 800 grams, less than the carton of milk you have in your fridge. Mum fed us polar bear milk, which is 10 times richer than cow's milk. From those tiny babies, we grew to weigh 800 kilos. Isn't that amazing? When spring arrived, she introduced us to the incredible world of the Arctic and the magical land of sparkling snowflakes and endless adventures with lots of exciting discoveries. She taught us how to slide on the ice, swim in the chilly waters, and catch tasty fish to eat. Unlike our cousin, the brown bear, I'm made for the Arctic, where my white fur camouflages me in the snow. With small ears, a long neck, and large front paws, I'm an excellent swimmer. Sometimes I go for a swim at Ishoy Strand, the beach, at night, but only when there are no people there. Our little park is abuzz with activity. Every summer we host a series of musical concerts, including classical, jazz, folk, and popular famous artists like Björn Afzelius, Lars Lilholt, and Jesper Klein have been here. Benny the Clown and the circus have also performed here. The tradition I most enjoy is when students who are celebrating their graduation dance around me. Guess what? I once became a national celebrity on a Christmas stamp. That's right. I adorned one of the famous Ishoy Christmas stamps. In 1985, I was chosen as the motif, drawn by artist Jörn Schwaner, becoming a star, gracing mailboxes everywhere. They even named an ice cream after me, the Polar Bear Ice Cream. Have you tried it? When the sun sets and the garden grows quiet, I dream of a world where icebergs are giant dance floors and where bears and humans play together. I'm a faithful reminder of nature's enduring spirit. I'm both a statue and a friend, reminding everyone that the world is a beautiful and fun place. Thank you for your visit. And greetings from Svin Bovin, who is the artist who created me. Please enjoy your time in the park.